أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين كفروا من أهل الكتاب والمشركين في نار جهنم خالدين فيها خالدين فيها أولئك إن الذين كفروا من أهل الكتاب والمشركين في نار جهنم خالدين فيها أولئك هم شر البرية. إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات أولئك هم خير البرية. جزاؤهم عند ربهم جنات عدن تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه ذلك لمن خشي ربه. صدق الله العظيم. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. السلام عليك يا شفيع المذنبين يا رحمة للعالمين. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين.
This lies on the face of the earth and also on the day of judgment. There will be only two categories of people. Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned in the Quran, فَرِيقٌ فِي الْجَنَّةِ وَفَرِيقٌ سَعِيرٌ. But how they will be there, it is going to be based upon here, on this life. In other words, there are two categories of people mainly. The successful ones and the unsuccessful ones. Insano ki do kisme hai, kamyab aur nakam. The matter is that everyone wants to succeed. No one wants to fail. Amongst the human beings and jinnah. And if you ponder over the animals as well, the birds as well, whatever their own concept of success is, they want to succeed. For some of them, success is saving their life or getting something to eat, and they will try their best and utmost to attain that. But I basically speaking about human beings and jinnat particularly. No one wants to fail. Koi bhi nakam nahi hona chahta, har banda kamyab hona chahta. Everyone wants to be successful. The question rises, then why do people become unsuccessful? Then all of them and all of us, we want to be successful in all spheres of life. We want to be a successful person in this world, health-wise. Who doesn't want to be healthy? Who doesn't want to have a healthy marital husband and wife relationship? Who does not want to be healthy in relations, in finances, in health, although they are related to this world? And hopefully everyone wants to be successful spiritually and in the life hereafter. But the question is that when we want something, jab ek cheez hum chahte hain kamyab hona, to phir aksar insaan, the majority, why do they fail? Aur aksar nakam kyun ho jate hain? Because we know on the day of judgment, Allah is going to say to Adam alayhi salam, our father, Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, that, O Adam, from your descendants, ki ay Adam, apne ulad mein se, separate the category, the part which is going to hell, and separate the part which is going to go to hell. Separate them. Separate the people of hell and people of paradise. And Hazrat Adam alayhi salam is going to say, O Allah, how many, what is the proportion? Who and how many are going to hell and how many are going to paradise? Allah is going to say, from every 1,000 men and women, every 1,000, one will go in Jannah, 999 in hell. Very serious matter. And Allah said in the Quran, وَلَقَدْ أَضَلَّ مِنْكُمْ جِبِلًّا كَثِيرًا. The shaitan has misled the majority of the people. And Allah said, وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورُ. And small and less are the thankful people, the real servants of Allah, the real obedient servants of the Allah. So, baat ye hai ke why, ke kyun phir, agar kyun ka pata chal jaye phir banda uska hal bhi nikal sakta hai. A person knows why, to some extent, then they can also find the solution for it as well. One of the reasons, obviously, it is that some people, they don't know. They don't know where their success lies. They don't have enough knowledge. And some are those people who knows that this is good, this is bad. This is right, this is wrong. But what they do is, they give in to temporal pleasures. They give in, they base their time, they know that it is right to, for example, go to prayers at this time in the mosque. But maybe their favorite program is on the TV, or they are sitting with their best friend, so they might give in to a temporal pleasure in spite of knowing that they should not be. Or they know that to have unlawful relationship with any woman is wrong. They know very well, some of them, But they just actually carry on with it because they are getting enjoyment and pleasure for the time being. So they also fear. First category, do not know. They fear because they don't know. That is why in the Faqih Abu Lays, in the 4th century Faqih, he mentioned a hadith. He mentioned a hadith. Aapne hadith bayan ki, kuch log, certain people are going to be sent in hellfire without any hisab and reckoning and any other kind of retribution as actually you to recognize and for that to count their goods and bads and things, hisab kitab. Any accountability. Yes, we have heard that there will be people going into Jannah without reckoning. Nabi suna Jannat mein log baghair hisab kitab ke jayenge kuch. Lekin kuch log Jahannam mein bhi baghair hisab kitab ke jayenge. The certain people are going to end up in hellfire without any accountability. There is nothing to account for that. And Sayyidina Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that one of those categories people who do not learn the farz knowledge, who do not have knowledge. Jo farz ilm hasil nahi karte, jahil rehte hain, zaruri zaruri ilm se bhi, فرمایا یہ لوگ بغیر حساب کتاب کے دوزخ میں پھینکے گئے. ان کا حساب کیا ہے؟ ان کو پتہ ہی کچھ نہیں. ان کو پتہ ہی کچھ نہیں. 50-50 سال عمر ہوگی, پوچھیں غسل کے فرض وہ کیا ہوتا ہے, what is that, اب حساب کیا ہوگا. All they have been doing, praying, reading Quran, while being state of impurity, state of napaki, state of uncleanliness, when their body, their jism was not pure and pure, and all the hajj they have been doing, the umrah they have been doing, the prayer they have been doing, the Quran they have been touching, that actually become, and the, in the mosque they have been attending, and with the same bodies they have been touching the Kaaba, and with the same bodies they have been in the Masjid Nabawi, there will be, sin will be mounting like mountains on them when they were doing good things on their own notion. So, jo log ye nahi alim banna hai, lekin jo zaruri ilm nahi hasil karte, wo baghair hisab kitab ke jahannam mein phenke jayenge, baaz jo hadith mein aata hai. Isliye ke wo na wo ghusl ke farayz, namaz ke, روزے کے, and many of them they don't learn the knowledge, first knowledge to do with their profession, to do with their profession, that is necessary, that is first. It's not first for to be an alim, but if you are a doctor, then it is first upon to you know the medical masail and guidelines of Sharia, what can you do, what you can't do. If you are a tailor, you should know the Messiah. If you are a businessman, you should know the transaction. How Islamically one transaction become halal and how one transaction become haram. You might be doing business, I am doing local business. That's what halal kaam kar raha hu. Main to kapde bech raha hu. But maybe due to some lack of knowledge, aapka wo karobar halal nahi tha. Things are not being possessed. Right? No, well, it's not necessary for you to be a scholar. But after the prayers, zakat, hajj, etc., to know the rules and regulations related to your own profession, be you be a nurse or actually a doctor, a physician, a businessman, a laborer, whatever you're dealing with shares, because the result will be because you did not know the rules of the game at all, completely, there is no test on it. Imagine a person is going for examination for a driving test. For a driving test. And he says to the driving instructor, he says to the driving instructor when he opens the car, "What is this round thing on the right side?" And the driving instructor is going to think that this person doesn't know what a steering is, what to take test. Is he going to take test? No, he's not going to. He doesn't know what a steering is, what a gear, but he's telling what is this handle type actually, a gear type. So that was necessary knowledge to know what does, how actually this car is operating, for some necessary rules and regulations of the road. And he says, why are some cars going left, some actually right? Why are they don't use the other sides as well? You think the driving examiner is going to take tests from him? No, because he doesn't know the very necessary things. He's going to say, "Hey, God, you are going to kill me as well soon. No test." So similarly, the big game you are in. What is it? It is not it's very serious matter. Yes, you are the player, meaning Shaitan is your enemy. You are the player. The world is the testing ground. Your eyes, ears are the tools of test. If you don't know the necessary, the farais, the obligatory things, then no reference. One reason why people become unsuccessful, they don't know. Second, they know, but they give into the temporal failure. They're supposed to revise. They're supposed to revise, for example, the students, or but they are on the internet surfing and playing games and chatting and sitting and chatting with people. Temporal players, they know what they should supposed to do, but they are doing that. They also are going to be unsuccessful. Third category is, they do what is right, but they do it for short periods. Short periods of time, they do it, and then after, they again actually don't do it. So they'll, for example of a student who studies 1 month, and then 2 months they are not studying, then 1 month, then 2 months they are not studying, then 1 month they are not going to be successful. So this is the one of the major reasons, or the three reasons which I mentioned. But now I am going to go in little bit of detail and mention to you some of the wisdom of the wise people, and wisdom of Qur'an, and the wisdom from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that how unsuccessful, why people are unsuccessful. One point I'm going to discuss, and others inshallah, you should try to understand yourself, and also in future inshallah, that we might mention. One of the main reasons, ye jo log hai na, कर्ज के नीचे आए हुए लोग से आए हुए पीपल हु आर इन अंडर डेट अ लॉट ऑफ डेट पीपल हु आर अंडर स्ट्रेन देयर रिलेशनशिप इज अंडर स्ट्रेन जिनका तल्लुकात लोगों से मियां बीवी का मामला दे आर इज अंडर स्ट्रेन पीपल हु आर सफरिंग फ्रॉम सम सर्टेन डिजीज सीरियस डिजीज पीपल हु आर करियर्स have ended up in disaster. People who are living a shaitanic life, wo kyun wo batane lagu aapko kyun ho raha hai unke sath? Why? And why is it that some people they are successful? Their marital relationship, their health, their financial establishment, their relationship with people, their spiritual relationship, their relationship with Allah, their relationship with the Messenger of Allah, their business, they are successful. Kuch log kamyab hain, aur kuch log jo hain, wo nakam hain. I am going to share you with you one simple secret. Ek choti si baat. Aur bhi cheeze hain, there are many other things, but we can't teach and learn in this majlis of 1 hour everything, but we can learn one point, and inshallah if you try to put that into your life, you will see the progress and the success of the life. If you don't, it will carry on like this, as you are. Wo kya hai? Unsuccessful people. One of the very common habits of unsuccessful people is they make the same mistake and errors repeatedly every day with intention. That's what they do. Be it there's more things. Unsuccessful people, jo nakam log hote hain na is duniya mein, duniyavi aur ukhrvi taur par bhi, wo kya karte hain? Wo چھوٹی چھوٹی غلطیاں کرتے ہیں لیکن روزانہ مسلسل ہر ہفتے وہ کرتے ہیں تسلسل کے ساتھ with continuity, repeatedly and knowing the intention of that. کیوں وہ چھوٹی چھوٹی غلطیاں کرتے ہیں؟ وہ روزانہ کرتے ہیں. That leads to disaster. کیوں کرتے ہیں؟ Why? Are they stupid? No. Are they fool? I don't think so. وہ اس لیے کرتے ہیں کہ they think it doesn't matter. وہ کیوں کرتے ہیں روز وہی ہر ہفتے وہی غلطیاں ساری زندگی گزر گئی 30, 50, 60, 80 years of past. Student have passed 20-25 years, he is doing the same mistakes in the university which he used to do in school. Same small mistakes, and that is making him suffer. Why they do it? One reason. They think it doesn't matter, or at least at the moment. Unka ye khayal hota hai ki ye isse koi farak nahi padne wala, hum ye galti kare aur kuch nahi hota, it doesn't matter, it's okay. But it does matter, or one day it will matter and it will be too late. Ab nahi matter kar raha, main aapko pehle to bataya abhi kya karte hain wo. The same, ek jaisi mistakes that continuously, repeatedly commit every day. Why? Because they think it doesn't matter at the moment. But what I'm telling you, that one day it will matter, and that matter will be then too late. Now I give you an example. For example, finances. ये मिसाल दे रहा हूँ क्योंकि हमें पैसे की बात ज़्यादा समझ आती है. We understand money matters more than spiritual matters because we have love of dunya. The person says that place, that company pays for £1, 1 hour. Instead of £5, it pays £35. Every month, years, will actually go up by 50 cents. What's the company? But if a person is talking about reward, that if you do this amal, there's certain reward, years of reward. It's okay. Why? Because the reason is that there's value. Value of money. Which I have to tell you, دنیا ہی کی مثال دے رہا ہوں سمجھانے کے لیے. ڈونٹ مس دا پوائنٹ. بتا رہا ہوں وائی پیپل بیکم انسکسیسفل پیپل, وائی دے آر انسکسیسفل. پھر بتا رہا ہوں کہ وائی دے میک اسمال, ناٹ بگ بٹ اسمال مسٹیکس ریپیٹڈلی, اسمال ایرر ایوری ڈے ایوری ویک. اینڈ وائی دے ڈو اٹ, دے تھنک اٹ ڈزنٹ میٹر, اس کا کوئی فرق نہیں پڑتا. اور یہ کوئی دین کی بات نہیں, یہ تو عام بتا نہیں سمجھتے, دنیاوی لوگ بھی یہ بات سمجھتے ہیں. دین تو بتاتا ہی بتاتا ہے. سو آئی ایم گوئنگ ٹو ریلیٹ اٹ ٹو دین دے آفٹر, بٹ ون ڈے اٹ ول میٹر. سو آئی گیو یو ایگزامپل آف فائنانس. فائنانس پیسوں کی مثال دیتے ہیں, وہاں سے شروع ہوتے ہیں. ایک بندہ ہے, ون پرسن, وہ بل آ جاتا ہے بجلی کا, electric bill comes, it's okay, it doesn't matter. Why matter? Because when the bill comes, Next day he has not paid. अगले दिन उसने बिल नहीं दिया. वो कहता बिजली तो मेरी चल रही है. My electric is still working, my fridge is working, my computer is working, TV is working. It doesn't matter. कोई बात नहीं. तो रख दो इधर. Somewhere in the drawer. Then there is another bill sent. Reminder. He still says, it doesn't matter at the moment. My electricity is still working. There will be his public program. Then final notice now. Red reminder. He said, although the reminder is red, but my electricity is working. Meri bijli kar rahi hai. Phir hamare ko koi farak nahi na pad raha. Then there after one day it will matter. When he will see a gentleman who cut off his electricity on the board. Now on that day, it doesn't matter. आपको फर्क, आप तो सारा घर जो है बच्चे रो रहे हैं, खून वो चीजें खराब हो रही हैं, बिजली चल नहीं रही और वो बाहर है. विच इज इट डज मैटर बट नाउ इट मैटर इज टू लेट. आप तो टू लेट. आप तो सारे पैसे भी क्या पता जुर्माना हो कि इधर विल चार्ज सो मच की फॉर विजिटिंग एंड कटिंग द इलेक्ट्रिसिटी एंड रिस्टोरिंग एंड अदर थिंग्स. सिमिलरली यू बाय अ कार, गाड़ी ले लें, किस्त ना दें, डोंट पे द इंस्टॉलमेंट. इट डजंट मैटर. यू आर स्टिल ड्राइविंग ऑन द रोड. यू आर गोइंग टू योर हाउस, यू आर गोइंग टू योर वर्क, यू आर ड्राइविंग लाइक यू एबल ड्राइव, यू आर हैविंग विद योर पार्टनर एंड एंजॉयिंग योर लाइफ एंड ओके आई मिस इंस्टॉलमेंट स्टिल इट्स ओके. एट द मोमेंट इट डज नॉट मैटर. यस दैट्स राइट. वन डे यू आर ऑन अ पिकनिक विद योर चिल्ड्रन and your children are in the car and you are stopped and the company says you come to repossess your car now. Goodbye, you can get a taxi and go home. Now, on that day it is going to matter. But where did it begin from? Every day the person knew, I should be paying. Every day he was making the same mistake, delaying. For the reason, it does not matter. But yes, temporarily it does not matter, one day it will. Similarly, about the house, don't pay installment. One day, they will come and board up the house, it will matter. So you understand how, that why people, they actually go into financially unhealthy living or end results and financial loss or the failure. They are unsuccessful people from the finance wise, not from the after point of view, but from the finance wise they are unsuccessful. And what led them there? Three things. One, doing the same mistake every day and thinking. Number two, at the moment it does not matter. And not taking heed of the chances they are given again, and there they end. Similarly, you can give example of health. आप खाते जाएं वो खाना है, just eat whatever you want, healthy, unhealthy food, जो मर्जी, जितने मर्जी पराठे खाएं और पापड़ खाएं. At the moment, it is not matter. तो कहते हैं भाई ये डॉक्टर कहते हैं, it's not good for your heart, it's not good for your lungs. It doesn't matter, I am breathing very well, my heart is running, otherwise how I would be alive? It's okay. The moment it does not matter, but as soon as you go to visit your GP one day and you have to hear that scary word that you are likely to have heart failure, soon it starts to matter. There actually it starts to matter. Before, when you were eating all kebabs and pizzas and whatever, drinking healthy, unhealthy things, temporarily it doesn't matter, you are enjoying yourself, giving into temporary pleasures. One day it will actually matter. He might say you have cancer, develop cancer, other diseases. Similarly, drink alcohol, smoking, it does not matter, you take few cigarettes. Your health is fine, you say, I'm healthy.
He does not matter.
Making alcohol, it does not matter. But one day, it will matter when the doctor is going to say that your liver has finished. Your other parts, you have multiple failures.
Obviously.
Other organs of the body. Or smoking have different results. So here, shaitan is trying to mislead you. And me and you, like cows, are being misled. Like we don't know anything. गाय की तरह उसको इधर ले दो उधर ले दो जिधर मर्जी ले दो कोई पता ही नहीं. वो शैतान जो है वो हमें पट्टी पड़ा रहा है. रसूलुल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम सेड वन ऑफ हिज सुन्ना ईट इट इज सुन्ना टू ईट व्हेन यू आर हंग्री नॉट व्हेन इट्स द टाइम ऑफ ईटिंग. द क्लॉक शुडंट टेल यू व्हेन टू ईट, योर स्टमक शुड टेल यू व्हेन टू ईट. हमने तो फिट किया हुआ टाइम 9 बजे खाना है, पेट बेचक भरा हुआ हो, 9 हो गए हैं, बस और ला लो. मे बी यू हैव ईटन लेट, मे बी द डाइजेशन हैज प्रॉब्लम. व्हाट हैज द क्लॉक टू डू विद योर ईटिंग? इट्स योर स्टमक. व्हेन यू विल द स्टमक इज गोइंग टू टेल यू व्हेन यू विल बी हंग्री. एंड इट इज सुन्ना टू ईट व्हेन यू आर हंग्री. सुन्नत ये है कि खाएं उस वक्त कि जब भूख लगी, सोए उस वक्त जब नींद आई. Some people say we can't sleep. But the body, if the body does not need sleep, how it will go to sleep? Second sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, if a person wants to eat, less is sufficient, but at the most he should eat is, he should divide imagine his stomach into 3 parts. 1/3 for eating, 1/3 for fluid, and 1/3 energy. Don't follow this advice and this. For eating, drinking, smoking, alcohol, at the moment, it does not matter. Easier, it does not matter, but one day it will matter. Ask all those people who are lying down in the hospitals. All those people who have ended up in prison because of eating. It does not matter. It matters now. Ask them how much it matters. So you and me are in a better situation, meaning we have opportunities. Similar is the case. Yahi mamla hai talaqat ki bina par, relationships with wife, children, people, the government. With wife and children, parents, with other people, with the government, the relationship. We think we are not fulfilling the right of the wife, we are abusing her. Now and then, it does not matter, she is still going to be my wife, she is still going to love me. Well, I'm a husband, where will she go? But yes, it won't matter at the moment, she might tolerate it. 1 day, 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, 6 years, repeatedly, 6 mahine, saal, 2 saal, 4 saal, bardasht karti rahegi, to aakar koi baat nahi hai, it doesn't matter, she is still okay. She still is mother of my children and she has to live with me. But one day, the matter will be over. She file a divorce in the court. And the divorce letter will come. Instead of you divorcing her, you will have to say, I am divorcing you. Islamically, it does not happen, but here, what do you do? This law has been, wife can divorce. So as soon as that happens, it will matter. Now it matters. But how did you reach there? Making the same mistake, not buying local food for them, not fulfilling their local desires, not fulfilling their local needs, speaking harshly. A woman can tolerate a husband who is not look good. A woman can tolerate a husband who is poor. Aurat wo hai, खामद खूबसूरत नहीं, वो बर्दाश्त कर दे. गरीब है, वो बर्दाश्त कर दे. बाद इखलाक को बर्दाश्त नहीं. नो मैन, इफ यू हैव, इफ योर बिहेवियर इज ड्यूबियस, इफ यू हैव बैड मॉरल्स, यू डोंट नो हाउ टू स्पीक, हाउ टू यूज योर बॉडी, हाउ टू यूज योर टंग, देन मोस्ट लाइकली यू आर रनिंग फॉर डिजास्टर. तो Remember, I'm not talking about marriage, how this can be good, that's a different topic. But I'm giving you relations. some guidance on that, why people become unsuccessful in all these fields. Because they make the same petty, small mistakes repeatedly, every day, week in, week out, because they think it does not matter, and one day it matters and it's prudent. So similarly with children, you don't give them respect, you don't actually fulfill their lawful rights, you don't give them proper guidance, you lose them. They will lose, you will lose their respect. And you've lost them. Similarly with people as well. You borrow money from this person, don't return. Borrow money from this person, don't return. At the moment it doesn't matter. But over time, and you are behaving badly with this person, okay, now it doesn't matter. But over time, after 5-10 years, no one wants to say salam to you, no one wants to lend a pound to you, when you are in real need, no one wants to do any help you or any goodness towards you. Similarly, the relationship with the government as well is similar. Government is to run the system of the country. If you don't bother with anything, it's okay, doing fraud, little bit of children, it's okay. Committing crime, it's okay, I've been not caught, I've been dealing in drugs, I've been at least reporting the government, I've been doing these wrong things, it's okay. Temporarily, it won't matter because you are not caught, it's okay, it doesn't matter. One day soon, when the police at your door, with someone, suddenly it will matter. And what the end is going to be is that you are going to end up in the prison. Government will not do it. Sadaan in India, who are in jail, will not do it. But where it began from, it was the petty thing, doing this wrong, this fraud, identity fraud, insurance fraud, other things, not abiding by the laws, and yes, it won't matter for a while, but only until you are poor, for you are not born. One day, your parents, your wife will be crying, your children will be crying, your mother and father will be crying, and they'll say to you. That does not come out of blue suddenly on you. It was the petty, same, small, repeated errors, lapses, laziness, and mistakes you've done it all through these past years. Now, the same apply to Kriya. You can apply this to anything which you want, but I mainly am trying to convey you the matters of Deen, the spiritual failure, the spiritual suicide, the spiritual disaster. Same thing happened as well. Why some people are successful in, will be going to Jannah, like I mentioned in the verse of Quran, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ وَالْمُشْرِكِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about the believers and disbelievers, the pious and the impious. It's the same thing which I am telling you. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Those people who believe and do the right thing repeatedly, repeatedly, لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ. They will enjoy the pleasure of Allah. And those people who are sinning continuously, not repenting, repeating doing same things, they are going to end up in hellfire. One day, now, relationship with Allah and His Messenger, they say it does not matter. Although Allah has created me, but I don't pray, I'm still getting food, I'm still sleeping. I'm sinning, watching all these pornography and other unlawful usage of tongue, of eyes, ears, seeing and doing things. It doesn't matter because I am eating, drinking, sleeping well. It's okay. Yes. It's okay at the moment, but once time will come when Angel Israel is going to knock on your door. Angel of death is coming. One day you're going to find yourself in presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment, then say it does not matter. But now it's too late. But people will be repenting, people will be regretting, but no benefit on that day. لَا يَنْفَعُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِيمَانُهُمْ. On that day, no disbelievers saying, I believe in Allah, will benefit. And no sinner who say, I repent, now there is no tawbah. Now, it matters. But where it began from? From this time. Successful people does not begin only from this life, they begin from this spiritual world. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked them, am I not your Lord? You are going to be my obedient servant? And they said, yes. Some willingly, some unwillingly. There, the difference was even there. Bukhari Fark. In the Alam al-Arbaah, also there was a difference. The Kuffar gave answer of Qalu Bala differently than Muslims. Wahan se shuru ho gaya. Kamyabi aur nakami ka fark. So when they come in this world, there as well. And when they go to the next world, the barzakh, the grave world, their successful and unsuccessful people will be many better. And then on the day of judgment, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to say, وَامْتَازُ الْيَوْمَ أَيُّهَا الْمُجْرِمُونَ, O sinners and transgressors, now separate from my pious people. Separate. In the world you stayed mixed. You lived with them, you ate with them, you lived on the same face of the earth, but now you can't separate. Now, فَرِيقٌ فِي الْجَنَّةِ وَفَرِيقٌ فِي السَّعِيدِ, one is going to paradise and other is going to paradise. So the spiritual relationship we fail as well is because of doing the same small errors or mistakes repeatedly. You may call it a sin, you may call it whatever you want, but it is this guna and sin, disobedience of Allah. Same sin, every day and every week, small things, it does not matter. I say, it's okay. It's okay to do rebirth. It's okay to backbite. It's okay to sleep in the time of prayer. It does not matter. It's okay to shout at people. It's okay to swear at people. It's okay to beat people, beat your partner. And it's okay actually not to do this or anything. Okay. Yes, at the moment it does not matter. One day it may come, even in this life, it will start mattering when you will be getting depressed and everyone is going to leave you. It's a great loss. Similarly with creation, if you have a bad relationship with the creation, no, but not following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, obviously people are going to leave you, you will be stressed, your wife, children, other parents will disown you. And finally some people, they just become and passed out and they just commit suicide. Commit suicide physically or spiritually or in prison. And the other reason is that these people who are unsuccessful people, they are following and interacting with unsuccessful people. एक ये भी वजह है कि ये जो लोग नाकाम होते हैं ना, एक बंदा है वो उसकी शादी हुई है बट ही इज नॉट अ वेरी गुड बिहेवियर पर्सन, व्हेन यू गो टू एडवाइस, मेरी बीवी मेरी बात नहीं सुनती, माई वाइफ डज नॉट लिसन टू मी, वो कहते हैं क्यों सर पे चढ़ाया हुआ है, दो मारो उसके, यू हैव बिकॉज एक्चुअली द इंटरेक्शन विद पर्सनल लाइफ who is actually this nature. But you go to the other person who is a successful person, who follows the sunnah, and he says, okay, she is mother of your children, and you should be patient. Look at the Rasulullah gave this guidance, the other Anbiya, Awliya also had wives. They also sometimes did not perfectly behave, and that's how they dealt with them. And our patients, who is Takara, you can try different things, you see. So, different people, two categories. unsuccessful people and successful people. Unsuccessful people, جو ناکام لوگ ہیں وہ کیوں ناکام ہوتے ہیں کہ they are doing the same mistakes repeatedly every day. وہ سیم غلطیاں اسی غلطیاں ہر روز ہر ویک کرتے رہتے ہیں. اور کیوں کرتے ہیں؟ Why they do it? Because they think at the moment it is not enough. بھائی کچھ بھی نہیں ہوتا, وقتی گو کا کچھ بھی نہیں ہو رہا. One day it will matter. And I have given you the example of finances, کہ جو مالی معاملات میں بل دینے میں credit card payments, debt payments, they keep on delaying. So it doesn't matter, one day it will matter and the bill actually will. Simple reason as well, let's say a half attendant comes and he puts a fine on your car, £30 or £20, whatever. Successful person, they have a different habit. Unsuccessful person, firstly, they will be annoyed on him why he has put fine on their car. Now, imagine, is this common sense? That person is doing a duty, you did something wrong, and then they are going to expose their anger on the parking ticket. Either throw it away, or actually just dump it somewhere on the door. Parking ticket is a non-living thing. Then what they are going to do is they are going to delay, forget what's happening. It's okay, it doesn't matter, my car is still running, fine. But eventually what's going to happen is another reminder will come, the fine goes back up to double, £80 or something. I'm not paying this, too much, okay. Then actually the fourth letter comes, 105, still not paying down, the fourth cost comes, and actually this. In the end, this person will pay, but that's how actually it's going. Or otherwise, he will be punished. So financially, these people are at loss. Health-wise, I give you an example, if you drink alcohol, sharab piye, galat khane khaye, unhealthy food, at the moment it would not matter, but soon, one day you visit the doctor, or you have your test done, it will matter when they tell you, you have a cancer, you have a coronary disease, you have a heart disease, you have liver disease, it will matter. Similarly, relationships with wife, children, people, at the moment you swear at someone, you do not give what's due, doesn't matter. Kuch bhi nahi hoga, bhakti to par to kuch nahi hoga. Lekin one day it is going to matter, when the wife is going to say, this is for it, end of the day, ye khatam ho gaya hamara. When children are going to give it, when people are going to cut, have doing a social boycott with you. Similarly to government, similarly I give you the example, spiritual life, your life with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Unsuccessful people, جو ناکام لوگ ہیں جو روز کہتے ہیں ہم ناکام ہو گئے, ولی کامیاب ہو گئے, نیک لوگ کامیاب ہو گئے, ہم کیوں ناکام ہیں؟ اس لیے ناکام ہے کہ they do the same things again and again, small mistakes of delaying prayers, missing prayers, sinning with the eyes, small, every day they are doing same thing, and one day all the effect comes on their heart and it is disaster. The heart becomes death. And I also mentioned to you that one of the other reason is they follow and interact. Interact means who they sit with when they free time. When they free, who they talk to. Fear people. Ye nakam logon ke saath baithte hain, nakam logon ke saath wo follow karte hain, ye bhi nakam. تو یہ ختم کرتے نا, وہ ادر اسٹوری آف سکسیسفل پیپل, وہ پھر آپ کو کبھی بتائیں گے بائی دے بیکم سکسیسفل. ٹوڈے آئی ہیو مینشنڈ ٹو یو وائی انسکسیسفل پیپل بیکم انسکسیسفل. بھائی ناکام کیوں ہوتے ہیں دنیا میں اور آخرت میں لوگ ناکام کیوں ہوتے ہیں؟ پھر دوسری سائڈ ہے کہ جو کامیاب لوگ ہیں, دوز ہو بیکم سکسیسفل, وہ کامیاب کیوں ہو جاتے ہیں؟ بائی دے بیکم high ranking awliya Allah, or financially they actually excel very much, or health wise they are better, or their relationship with people is better, their relationship with wife and children is best, and Prophet Islam from all dimensions he was at the top, model of the perfection, his relationship with people, his relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and his relationship with his dealing was at the most perfect. How they become successful? Other people, inshallah, hearing from the Sunnah, benefiting from the light of Sunnah and the Mashayikh and the Awliya and other wise people as well. Inshallah, hopefully, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala permits by His willing, if I see next month, so inshallah I will mention about it, how to become then successful. This is important that you know why you become unsuccessful. And similarly, in the course of Tariqah Muhammadiyya, what we teach you is actually that the small mistakes you make, they are cut down every day. It doesn't make you a wali overnight as such, but the small mistakes like these people I have given you an example, that at the moment they make same mistakes every day, thinking it does not matter, and one day it matters seriously. So that's how the Tariqah Muhammadiyya, the course of self-inculcation is designed, to set you free of these repeated mistakes. That's why you are given the key. So every day, something you are not doing again and again. Your habit is cut. Finally, I'll just finish on this note. Let's say, you want to criticize someone. Baat karne ka tarika, to criticize someone, tanqeed karna kisi par, there are best ways to do that. One is the ways of Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and one is that when you and me actually do it. If you want to criticize, let's say your wife wants to criticize the husband, aap kisi dost ko, kisi ko daawat dena chahte hain, tanqeed karni hai na, he is doing something wrong. He is doing something wrong. Wo kuch galat kaam kar raha hai, you want to correct him. One way is to say, you are heading for hell, brother, and it is a disaster. So it is right thing, it is truth, it is such a lekin jo hai ye hikmat ke khilaf. And to your wife, you say that you've never given me any, even one day you've not cooked food well since I've been married. But today's food is not like, maybe it's been cooking correctly before. So there are different ways. You're not wearing good clothes, your clothes are like old woman patches you're wearing. You want to say actually that she should wear good clothes, or you want to criticize your friend, you want to criticize the government, you want to criticize anyone, but there should be a better way of doing it. I'm just giving you, this is just an example, it's not, because I mentioned to you the habits of the successful people, that now how successful people deal with situation, and criticizing is one of the difficult things. Kisi par tanqeed karna ye ek mushkil kaam hai, baat karna aasan hai, daawat dena aasan hai, lekin kisi ko kehna, aitraz karna ye mushkil. So aqalmand log, the wise people say, their way of criticizing, if the person is equal to them, if he is a student, if he is under tarbiya, he is a son and daughter, you can directly say things as well to them. But people who think you think they are going to mind, they are your equal, or they, you do not know them. The best way to criticize someone, they say, have you ever heard about sandwich? Sandwich ke bare mein suna aapne? Kabhi sandwich jo hai, there is one bread at the top, there is one bread at the bottom, and in the middle there is something. Whatever. That is called sandwich. What is sandwich? Ki ek cheez upar hai, ek andar hai, aur ek niche hai. Upar bread hai, niche bhi bread, a bread on the top, a bread at the bottom, and in between there is something. There might be chili and other things. So how do you criticize people? The best way, one of the best ways to say is that the criticism should be sandwiched. You should make a sandwich first if you want to criticize someone. Now that does not mean you make a kebab sandwich. It is a knowledge. It is wisdom you make sandwich. How? Firstly, you praise the person. پہلے اس بندے کی تعریف اور اس کی خوبی. If he has bad things, he will have one or two good things as well. Can't be that he is 100% evil. And most people, they have good and bad in them. اب یہ تو نہیں وہ ہر ایک ہی عادت اس میں کوئی, اس میں اچھی بھی عادتیں ہوں گی, اس میں بہت اچھی عادتیں بھی ہوں گی. تو آپ نے ایک بری عادت آ گئی ہے اس میں, مطلب وہ نماز نہیں پڑھتا, وہ باقی سارے کام تو کرتا ہے لیکن دعا کھیلتا ہے, باقی تو وہ کام کرتا ہے لیکن وہ غلط کام کرتا ہے. He does any bad thing, but he has good thing. So how to begin? Firstly is to praise him. This is the top brand of the sermon. پہلے تو اس کی تعریف کرو, واقعی جو اس کی تعریف اس میں ہو, دا تھنگ وچ از پریزنٹ ان ہیم, یور برادر اور سسٹر اور یور وائف. اینڈ لیٹس سے فار ایگزامپل, یور میں آپ کو مثال دوں, بیوی نے کھانا جو ہے وہ آپ کے لیے اچھا نہیں کھایا, اور فار دا وائف دا ہسبینڈ ہیو ناٹ بروٹ دا سوٹ اور دا جیولری شی وانٹڈ, یا خامد نے وہ جو اس کی پسند کا جو کپڑے ہیں وہ ٹھیک نہیں لے کے اس کے لیے, یا بیوی نے کھانا نہیں بنایا, تو آپ بات کرنے کا طریقہ, اعتراض کرنے کا, اصلاح کرنے کا طریقہ آپ کو سمجھا رہا ہوں. اب سکسیزفل اینڈ انسکسیزفل پیپل, دو تو ناکام لوگ ہیں جن کی آج بات سنائی ہے, وہ تو کہیں گے جب سے میں اس گھر میں آیا ہوں بس دین بس دس ایوری ڈے آئی ہیو بین ایٹنگ ربش فوڈ, یو ڈونٹ نو یور پیرنٹس ڈیڈ ناٹ ٹیچ یو ہاؤ ٹو کک, ہمارے ماں باپ نے تمہیں کھانا نہیں سکھایا, اب کھانا ادھر رہے گا, وہ ماں باپ کے بارے میں اموشنل ہو کے وہ نہیں لڑائی کرے گی, فورگیٹ دا فوڈ نا, کھانا کھانا. تو ایک تو ان لوگوں کا طریقہ, ایک تو صالحین وائس پیپل ان کا وہ دیر وے دے سے تعریف کرو, فار ایگزامپل سے دیٹ یو میک ونڈرفل فوڈ بہت اچھا کھانا بناتی ہوں, اسپیشلی اور پھر ایز اے سے دس از دا ٹاپ آف دا سینڈوچ میننگ پریز ہر, اینڈ آفٹر دیٹ آفٹر پریزنگ دین مینشن اباؤٹ دا فوڈ دا ڈیفیشنسی, آج ٹوڈے دا فوڈ وچ یو ہیو میڈ, آئی تھنک یو میڈ اٹ اور سم ون ایلس میڈ اٹ اور something has happened in the house, کوئی ہو گیا گڑبڑ ہوگی گھر میں, اس میں کوئی مرچے کم ہے یا ٹیسٹ صحیح نہیں بنا, سو دس از دا یو ہیو کریٹیسائز ہر, اینڈ دین دا تھرڈ تھنگ از آن دا باٹم اگین پریز ہر, نچلے والا حصہ ہے کہ پھر اس کی تعریف پھر کر دو, کہ مطلب وہ اگر کوئی کھانا اچھا بناتی ہے فار ایگزامپل دا ریلی بیسٹ فوڈ دیٹ ڈش وچ یو میک از ایکچولی میچ لیس not even rest any rest in that type of thing. Oh, that's a, wo to khana aap bahut achha, plan is to aap bahut achhi banati ho, or that is not the same. When you said like this, you criticized, aapne tanqeed bhi ki hai, lekin upar bhi tareef ka sandwich hai, niche bhi tareef ki bread hai, and inside is the chili of criticism. Andar mirchi hai, wo itne bande ko nahi lagti. Similarly, about to wife, at least the husband has not brought the what she likes, the food she likes or the suit she likes, so it to say that you never actually fulfilled my any desire, you were always actually given rubbish and very cheap clothing you ever used actually bought from him, so he will be tough, he will say that I have done something good from my own accord, and he say here it is, from now on you will never get any suit for any gift from me in the entire life and in death. And one way for the wife is to do it, be patient and praise him. There must have been good things he has brought. Say that you have brought such and such jewelry which was very nice, and other women who ask me where have you brought this very, and then mention that this suit I think when I will wear this suit, you won't like it very much. You won't like it very much. You won't find such attractiveness in me when I wear this suit. You know, the suit you bought for me on the last Eid, that's wonderful. You are praised again. You criticized in the middle, you started with the praise, you ended with the praise, and inside there is the criticism. Then, Hopefully, there are still some people who are very negative minded, they are still going to at least speak harshly or badly, but normal majority, 90% of the people will. So, आप देखते हैं कि नाकाम लोगों का और कामयाब लोगों का हर मामले में फर्क होता है. तो अगर ये बंदा इट्स नॉट देयर बॉडीज आर सक्सेसफुल, इट इज देयर हैबिट्स, एंड हैबिट्स कैन बी चेंज्ड. एंड इफ यू लर्न दीज ट्रेट्स, दीज अखलाक ऑफ रसूलुल्लाह, अखलाक ऑफ सुलहा, द मॉरल कैरेक्टरिस्टिक्स ऑफ द सक्सेसफुल पीपल, ऑफ द वाइज पीपल, लाइक सैयदना अली रज़ियल्लाहु तआला अन्हु सेड दैट नॉलेज एंड विजडम इज द लास्ट प्रॉपर्टी ऑफ द बिलीवर. From wherever you can find, find it from a non-Muslim, take it from there. Wisdom is wisdom, it was yours. But we have all the wisdom present in Prophet Islam Muslim and in the book of Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala. Because Allah sent this messenger for the very purpose, وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ, to teach knowledge and wisdom. But unfortunately, the non-Muslims, others are using it. And we are suffering because we have the same old bad habits and we are not willing to change and don't know how to cope, don't know how to criticize, don't know how to praise. When we want to praise, we will actually do something much disastrous, and we want when we want to actually criticize, we might actually do it in the most worst way, which are the undesirable way. So the habit of successful people to praise is different. And also to criticize is different, especially if you know that the person have nothing to do, such a relationship with the general person. So inshallah, then this will be done. And inshallah for next time, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will, inshallah, and I do remember, and we have the opportunity to get together, I will inshallah mention about why successful people are successful people in all spheres of life. And giving them examples from Quran and Sunnah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So, यही खत्म करते हैं. आपको सवाल करना है तो कर दें. आप क्या ask any question? These things which were mentioned, some of these things, that is what is taught in the course. This is just one of the smallest fraction of that course of Rika Mahamudira, which teaches you all these things, and much more actually, a person has become decorated with these qualities and much more, and gets rid of the habits, the very habits and the very the things and practices which have been failing you day in and day out. And soon, as I said, it will match. So you can't hide from them, you have to face them. Otherwise, they are going to haunt you in this life and hereafter. And also, as the brothers have mentioned, that this course is absolutely free, and a person does not have to attend every week or so. Once they take in their lifetime, and thereafter they can do wherever they want. It is not like a study course, isn't it? It is something practical. Like you learn driving once, and whenever you want to drive this country, another country, you can drive. This is a skill. This is successful people have successful qualities. Those qualities can come in you as well. And when they come in you, then inshallah you will also bear the fruit of the success. No one could stop you from actually training them, nor shaitan, nor other people. You have the very right to do that and train them. This is a monthly majlis special of the Ismaili Muhammadiyya about the blessed habits and blessed ways of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and also reciting Darood and Salaam at the time of Tahajjud at 3:30 in the morning. Inshallah, if you want to participate, also participate in that. Well, any question anyone wants to ask, any query, any comment, you are welcome, because this is a two-way process. reciting some verses of the Quran, some name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, reciting Guru, Salam, and Prophet Islam, so that I think there's a commercial set with three keys of awareness and three keys of remembrance of Allah. Allah is with us, He is hearing us, and He is seeing us.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم
Salud. Thank you.